Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. We're here with Brian Powell, a good friend of mine. He's wearing a Red Sox hoodie here, and
on purpose, he
asked me what he should wear, and I definitely did not tell him you should wear a Red Sox hoodie. That's a little offensive. I'm a little offended.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
We have this back and forth because I'm a Yankee fan, and so the archenemy of Yankees is the both Sox.
That's
there,
right. But, yeah. We didn't even make the playoffs this year.
That's right. So our jargon back and forth was limited to the season. But all right, Brian. So you're in advertising, and we've talked a little bit about creatives and how they maybe haven't been utilized in the church over the last 100 years. So how could a church utilize someone like you in the particular realm that you deal with every day in advertising? How could a church benefit from you?
Yeah, I think if you have somebody in your church who works in advertising, I think that's ideal. You know, one of the things that we talk about often in my everyday world is someone will believe their peers more than they believe me as a creative saying the things that a company should say. So a testimonial is always going to be better than a headline.
Okay.
And that's going to be really in from the standpoint of a person who is a member of your church, they have experienced the things that you want your audience out there to know.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be the best resource for your church to tell their peers what they can expect when they come to your church.
Yeah.
Outside of that, if you don't have anybody in your church who's in this line of work, I think you can engage other people. I think just the average person in advertising understands how to take messages. I think part of, you know, I work on the corporate side, and it's always
right.
I've worked for a few corporations. I've worked for a few ad agencies. You almost want your creatives to be a little less bought in than the average, like the accountant. You want them just like real deep into the numbers, but you want your creatives to be a little weird, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is no doubt creatives are weird, Brian.
That is absolutely true, and that's okay.
Yeah, you embrace it.
That's right. But to my expertise comes in connecting brands to audiences and understanding how to shape messages that are effective, that connect to those audiences. And so I think, you know, when you look at all that goes into advertising, we think about the ads that we see on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, those are – I have not made an ad for TV in a year. You know, like it's a very limited number of people who are creating those things.
Right.
I always joke and tell people there's only like 10 famous people in advertising. Mm. The rest of us just do our day-to-day work with emails and social media posts and those sorts of things. And so – there is a strategy that goes with all of those things. My master's degree is in integrated marketing communications, which is really, it focuses on this idea of all of the elements working together. And so there's that expertise that understands my emails matter as much as my social media, that matter as much as the videos that I produce.
Right.
And so just there's that expertise that sort of brings that all together where you also help establish sort of a cadence, you know, a messaging strategy that helps people.
So at my church, at Garrett Memorial, we're a church of we'll have anywhere from 150 to 200 people every Sunday. Mm-hmm. But we have these, and our associate pastor, Chris Vines, has been really helpful in helping me understand some of this stuff in that we have several different streams of communication.
Yep.
Right? And so you want to be able to identify all of those streams, but all of those streams, he's helped me understand, you don't use them in the same way. And is that what you're kind of talking about as far as the integration, that they're not all meant for the same audience, perhaps? And so you want to speak your message maybe differently to the different audiences that you're trying to reach out to.
Yes, and the medium. I mean, you're going to consume an email much different than you would a social media post.
Right.
You know, your social post, you're a speed bump in the scroll, in the death scroll. You know, but if you send an email, that's something you're more likely to take time to read.
Right.
And so, brevity is important online and social media.
Yeah.
You know, taking chunks rather than making, you know, hour-long videos or 30-minute-long videos or whatever are a lot more effective on social platforms. you know, an email, you can type a bunch of words and just make sure that the important stuff's up top for when the people fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Something you said earlier just got me thinking, you know, you said testimonials are going to connect more than a headline. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Something like that. So just a simple way how a church could take advantage of a guy like you in their church would, okay, so you make that statement. And so if I'm trying to advertise, I've got a Wednesday night Bible study class coming up, and it's over this particular book or topic, that just shooting a quick 30-second video of someone who has experienced the truth of whatever it is you're trying to communicate in that Bible study is going to go a lot further than just a headline in a bulletin.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And I think also with the outreach portion of it, I mean, like you as a pastor— if you were to invite someone to your church, that you know, that's all, it's almost expected of you. You know,
right,
like that's
right.
That's a bullet point in your job description is inviting people to church. But when you have a member of your church inviting their friends to a certain thing that your church is doing, there's a different emotional connection between those people because they're peers, they're saying, hey, this person really wants me to be a part of this,
right.
And that makes them feel something.
I remember a pastor talking about meeting a new neighbor that had moved in, and he ended up telling him, you know, I'm a pastor, whatever, and the pastor said, you know, we're going to have the talk, right? It was because, like, that's I'm supposed to. This is in the job description, but a church member is it's a voluntary thing, and it's because they really desire for you to know and to experience what I've known and experienced there. So yeah, there is a greater connection, it would seem, from the member to guest versus from pastor to guest type of situation. Great conversation, guys. We're going to continue. We've got one more episode where we're going to continue this conversation on truth, goodness, and beauty finding its way out into the real world from Christians just like Brian. Until next week, we'll see you then.